Welcome, everybody. You are now listening to the Monique Rodriguez, the Secret Sauce to Success podcast show. Well, I will be sharing tips on business, being a God-fearing wife, a mom, an entrepreneur, and I'm also going to do a few boss interviews on this podcast show. So thanks so much for tuning in. Be sure to download and subscribe to my podcast show because you are in for a treat. So welcome everyone to another episode of the Secret Sauce to Success podcast show, where I'm your host, Monique Rodriguez, and I share on this podcast tips on business, being a God-fearing wife, a mom, an entrepreneur, and my interviews with my boss female friends, girlfriends. So thanks so much again for tuning in, and make sure you are downloading and you are subscribing to my podcast because I really appreciate all of my listeners. And I really thank you guys for listening and tuning in every week and uploading and posting on Instagram. Like, it really means a lot to me. Before I get into this episode, and this episode is about dealing with competition. It is an episode that I feel is needed, and that a lot of people, they're afraid of competition, but actually competition is good for business. It keeps you on your toes. If nobody is doing what you're doing, that means that there is not a market for it. So I really wanted to talk about how do you deal with competition and even some of the issues that I face in the industry that I'm in. Before I get into this episode, I'm going to read a review. Keep the reviews coming. I love reading your reviews, you guys. But this review is from A Hall 87. Very down to earth. I love this podcast. It is like she was speaking to me. I am in a position that I don't want anymore. It is very stressful and I want to quit so bad, but I'm not quitting, but I am working my business more and more. I really love this podcast. And the next review I'm going to read is from Market Leader. She said, this podcast blessed me. He or she, I'm sorry, can't tell from the name. But it says, great storyteller, great motivator, great content, all of which were right on time. So thank you guys so much for leaving your reviews, for taking the screenshots, for talking about my podcast. It really means a lot to me. So I'm going to get into this episode. And I want to talk about, if you've already launched your business, I'm sure you've checked out the competition. And if you haven't, then you need to go back and do your homework. And that is actually one of the things that I teach in my Secret Sauce Academy, is how to study your competition. Because as a smart business owner, you need to know and be aware of what your competition is doing. Like, if you go into business and you are not aware of your competition, you are not a smart business owner. Every business owner that is successful knows what their competition is doing. McDonald's knows what Burger King is doing. They know what Taco Bell is doing. Sprint knows what Verizon is doing. Apple knows what Microsoft is doing. That is just being a smart business owner. So if you haven't checked out your competition, if you don't know who your competition is in your business, you need to go back and you need to study your market. And that's what I'm going to talk about today in this episode. But before I get to that, here's a word from our sponsors. So as I stated, if you've launched your business, I'm sure you have checked out your competition. And that is what this episode is about. Even before we launch, I look and see who else is out there and what are they offering, and thinking of ways that I can do it better. That's what you're supposed to do. There is nothing wrong with checking out your competition, but you don't want to lose focus on your own brand, your messaging, and the goals for your business. And I say this because I want you guys to know that you're supposed to be aware of your competition, not focus on your competition, because what you focus on grows. And you need to focus on building your brand, making sure that your messaging is clear and the goals for your business. If you lose focus of that, you will quickly lose sight of why you even went into business. You don't need to constantly worry about your competition and what they're doing. You don't need to chase them and become consumed with what's going on in their world. And here's why. Because while you're minding their business, who is minding yours? You literally have to mind your own business if you want to be successful. If you're so focused on another brand, You're missing opportunities to be innovative and create from your own imagination, and you're always playing catch up. A quote from Herman Melville said, "It is better to fail in originality than to succeed in imitation." You have to stay passionate about what you're doing and remember your why. Go back and ask yourself, what's the reason you started your business, and let that be the driver for your success, not what somebody else is doing. And here's the truth, and this is also what I teach in my Secret Sauce Academy. Nobody can outdo you being you. Worry about doing you the way that only you can, and the results will follow. Take care of your own business and watch it grow wings. In this day and age, it is so hard to get caught up with what your competition is doing, because you can easily go to their Instagram page, their Facebook, their Snapchat, and the list goes on and on and on. And it's so easy to get distracted, but you have to remember to stay the course and be proud of what your brand stands for, so you won't be tempted to change based on what you see other brands doing. You got to stay unique. You got to stay fresh. You got to stay innovative, and your customers will remain loyal. And now here's the thing. Obviously, I have competitors in the industry that I'm in, but I don't worry about my competitors because I am very confident in my skills. I'm very confident in my abilities, and I know what I'm capable of and what my brand stands for. And I work really hard on developing my brand and making sure that we stay innovative and we are studying trends and trying to stay ahead of those trends. And now the thing is with competition and with brands, the thing is you're going to have similar ideas that may pop up, and your brand may have something similar to another brand. That's going to happen, but that doesn't mean that they've copied you or you copy them. Here's the thing. I truly believe that when God gives you a vision, he gives it to 20 other people. And it's up to those people that he gives it to. He wants to see who's going to execute upon that vision. So I have experience in my industry myself coming out with a product line that I've been working on for years, you know, and another brand may have came out with something similar, but I was working on it way before they came out with it. And it's like, you never know who was working on it first. So that's why you don't want to get caught up in watching your competition and studying them to the point where you're losing focus on your brand, because it's going to happen where you guys are going to come out with similar things. And at the end of the day, like, it's fine, because people are going to resonate with your brand and who you stand for and your products or your services, and vice versa for that person as well. Because the bottom line is, and this is why I say it's the secret sauce, because nobody can duplicate your sauce, which is why I don't mind sharing my roadmap to success. I don't mind sharing the steps that I took to start Mayel and to scale Mayel, because nobody can duplicate me, because what I offer is me being genuine and my originality with building my brand. Nobody can build my brand how I built my brand. And that goes for anyone. So if you are intimidated by competition, don't get intimidated by competition. They can't be you. Nobody can duplicate you, and nobody can duplicate your brand. As long as you are being authentic with your brand, as long as you are doing things with good intentions, like, that's all that matters. And the people that do things with good intentions are the ones that succeed and that thrive. And as long as it's coming from a good place of authenticity, that's what's going to help you succeed. So you can't focus on what everybody else is doing. You know, just be aware of that. But who cares? Like, you can't worry about competition. And that is my motto. Like, I literally can care less, because it doesn't bother me and I don't get intimidated. Like, it's all about being confident and knowing your value and knowing your worth. And you have no reason to get intimidated by your competition. So I just want to encourage you guys on that. Because you have competition in the same space as you doesn't mean that they're going to steal your customers away. And I think that's what a lot of people feel, that, oh, if somebody comes up and they're doing the same thing as me, that they're going to steal my customers. And people that think like that, they operate from a mindset of lack. because when you're operating out of lack, you're afraid that things are going to get taken away from you. But God didn't give us the spirit of lack, right? He wants us to have the spirit of abundance and prosperity, right? So when you operate with the mindset of abundance, you don't worry about people stealing something from you, because what God has for you, can no man take that away from you. What's destined for you, what's designed for you, no matter how many people hate on you, no matter how many people say bad things about you to try to ruin your name and to try to bring you down, if God has intended for you to succeed in your business, you're going to succeed. And that is how you operate when you're operating out of an abundance mindset, that what God has in store for you, nobody can take that away. So when people operate and they have that crabs in the barrel mentality, that, here's the thing, you guys, like that crabs in the barrel mentality goes all the way back to slavery. And that's why it's so important for us as African Americans to know our history, because if you don't know where you came from, you don't know where you're going. And if you knew how hard our people fought for us to do the things that we're currently doing today, like people had to fight for us to even have our businesses, for Black women to have our business. People had to fight for that. Our ancestors fought for that. So if you are fighting with your sister because you're afraid that she's going to take your customers, like that is an issue that is bigger than all of us. And those are some internal issues that person may have within themselves, that they're operating out of lack, and they need to evaluate and ask themselves, why do I think that way? Why am I operating out of this lack and not out of abundance, right? And it goes back to knowing where you come from. If you knew the history of us as people, you wouldn't operate in that type of mindset. We cannot be divided as people, because when we're divided, we fail. When we're united, we rise. And that's why it's really important that people change their mindset and think differently, because this cycle can't continue. And I know I'm only one person, and you know, I probably can't change the world with my one podcast, but maybe I can. And that's the purpose of this, to get my thoughts and opinions out, because again, they're just my opinions, but I really feel that we're not here on earth to withhold information and not share information. We're not here on earth to be secretive and not share because you're afraid or you're intimidated of somebody else. Because trust and believe that if that person wants it bad enough, they're going to find out by any means necessary. And I've experienced that myself. I have asked people to help me. I have asked for resources, and people have told me, I'll get back to you, or you know, or they just won't give me the information. And it's like, you know, I'm still going to find it, because that's how bad I want it. And I found out the information myself. That's why I tell you guys, I had no mentors, because I had to figure out everything for myself, because nobody would help me, whether it was fear of intimidation. I don't know what the reason was, but if somebody wants it bad enough, they're going to find out. So why are you withholding that information? You're not doing anything but blocking your own blessings. So that is that crabs in the barrel mentality that, you know, we just have to get over, and to know that there's more than enough. There is room for everyone to have their own business. There is room for everyone to succeed. There is room for everyone to launch a product and not worry about their customers being stolen. As long as you operate in your space, as long as you're operating in your gift and your talent, and again, you're connecting and you're engaging with your consumers, you know, that's what's important. That's what's going to create consumer loyalty. Like, not the fact that another competitor came out with the product and now you're all of a sudden worried. No, stay focused on you and your race, and stay focused on the people that support you and your consumers. That's what matters. You can't worry about all the other dumb stuff that, you know, has been instilled in us since slavery, that we need to be divided as people, because we'll never get anywhere if we stay divided. And I really want people to understand that concept. We have to work together. We have to come together. There has to be camaraderie. We don't have to be best friends, but we don't have to see each other and not speak or not acknowledge each other if we're in the same industry, because I have experienced that where people that are in my industry, they won't acknowledge me, they won't say hello. And it's like, come on now, what are we doing here? Like, it's not that serious. Like, you operate in your space, I operate in my space, and let's both win together. But everybody doesn't think that way, and I can't force people to change their way of thinking. All I can do is bring awareness to this and help educate the youth and the next generation, because those are the ones that's looking at us, and we have to set that example. So if everybody doesn't want to come together, I have to be that voice and be the change that I want to see. And I even teach this to my daughter with her being in sports, like, always be humble, always show good sportsmanship. If you lose a race, still give that girl a high five and tell her she did a good job, because that's what it's about. Like, you are going to win. When it's your time, it's your time. You don't have to be jealous. You don't have to be envious of anyone else. If it's your time, it's your time. And again, if God has it for you, nobody can take that away. So I'm saying all that to say, just pay enough attention to your competition that you recognize how your brand is different from theirs, and the customers will notice too. Your customer base and your competition's customer base may not be the same. Just because you own, for instance, a hair care line, doesn't mean that we have the same exact customer. There's room for everyone and all the other hair care lines that are out there, because we all offer something different. So at the end of the day, you need to stay true to what your brand is all about, because the customer can tell if you're trying to be like another brand, and that is not good. You want to stand out because your brand is different, and not get tossed to the side because people think you're trying to be a knockoff version of another brand. Since that is not the image that you want to give off, don't spend a lot of time looking at brands that are similar to yours. Like I said, stay off of Instagram. Don't focus on them. Have tunnel vision. That is the key to staying true to your brand and serving your customers the way that they deserve to be served. If you keep these things in mind, you'll be on your way to having a winning brand and a shiny reputation. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and really take this to heart when you are starting your brand. Like, just stay focused on you. Don't worry about everybody else, and be friendly. You can be cordial. You don't have to hate someone just because they're your competition. It is not that serious. So I've come to another end of another podcast episode. And again, you guys, if you love this episode, take a screenshot, upload it to your Insta story, tag me in it, subscribe, leave a review, and tell all of your business besties about the Secret Sauce to Success podcast. Remember to follow me at Exquisite Mo and at Myel Organics and at the Secret Sauce to Success Instagram page. And until next time, I will talk to you guys later. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Monique Rodriguez, the Secret Sauce to Success podcast show. Stay tuned for next week. I will talk to you guys later.